The readings in this Sunday of Advent show us a picture of the new Exodus as promised by the prophets. But the Exodus is also the story of our lives. How can we begin to see in our lives the pattern of ancient Israel's past, captive to sin, in need of liberation, and a return to the promised land of our God? That's next on Breaking the Bread. This Sunday's psalm paints a dreamlike scene, a road filled with liberated captives heading home to Zion, Jerusalem, their mouths filled with laughter, their tongues rejoicing. It's a glorious picture from Israel's past, a new exodus, the deliverance from exile in Babylon. It's being recalled in a moment of obvious uncertainty and anxiety, but the psalmist isn't waxing nostalgic. Remembering that the Lord has done great things in the past, he is making an act of faith and hope that God will come again to Israel in its present need and that he'll do even greater things in the future. This is what the Advent readings are all about. We recall God's saving deeds in the history of Israel and in the coming of Jesus. Our remembrance is meant to stir up our faith, to fill us with confidence that, as this week's epistle puts it, the one who began a good work in us will continue to complete it until he comes again in glory. The church teaches us through the liturgy that each of us is like Israel in her exile, led into captivity by sinfulness, in need of restoration, conversion by the word of the Holy One. The lessons of salvation history should teach us that, as God again and again delivered Israel, in his mercy he will free us from our attachment to sin, if we turn to him in repentance. That's the message of John, introduced in this Sunday's gospel, as the last of the great prophets. But John is greater than the prophets, for he's preparing the way, not only for a new redemption of Israel, but for the salvation of all flesh. John quotes Isaiah to tell us he's come to build a road home for us, a way out of the wilderness of sin and alienation from God. It's a road that will all follow Jesus down, a journey that we will make, as this week's first reading puts it, rejoicing that we are remembered by God. This is Scott Hahn for Breaking the Bread.
Breaking the Bread is a production of the St. Paul Center for Biblical Theology. If you'd like to receive written copies of Dr. Hahn's reflections on the Sunday Mass readings, you can contact us by email at staff@salvationhistory.com or call us at 740-264-9535. That's 740-264-9535.